All the well-known people of that period, from Alexander and Napoleon to Madame Stael, Photius, Schelling, Fichte, Chateaubriand, and the rest, pass before their stern judgment seat and are acquitted or condemned according to whether they conduce to progress or to reaction. According to their accounts, a reaction took place at that time in Russia also, and the chief culprit was Alexander I, the same man who, according to them, was the chief cause of the liberal movement at the commencement of his reign, being the saviour of Russia. There is no one in Russian literature now, from schoolboy essayist to learned historian, who does not throw his little stone at Alexander for things he did wrong at this period of his reign. He ought to have acted in this way and in that way. In this case he did well, and in that case badly. He behaved admirably at the beginning of his reign and during 1812, but acted badly by giving constitution to Poland, forming the Holy Alliance, entrusting power to Arakcheyev, favouring Golitsyn and mysticism, and afterwards Shishkov and Photius. He also acted badly by concerning himself with the active army and disbanding the Semenov regiment. It would take a dozen pages to enumerate all the reproaches the historians addressed to him, based on their knowledge of what is good for humanity.